The human life is a temporary experience. It has its beginning and its end. However, how one lives their life can leave behind an essence that will last for forever. Welcome to the Temporary Immortals podcast. I am your host, Miles, and thank you for joining us on this 35th step. Enjoy. Hey, welcome back to our returners. And for our first time joiners, welcome and thanks for stopping by. This is the Temporary Immortals podcast, and I'm your host, Miles. For our first timers and our returners who might have missed the previous conversation, last time we had the conversation around how true is your mirror. And the mirror is what you use to compare yourself against. What do you use to unbiasedly look or check your current state? How clear, how true is that mirror that you're using? The reason why it was so important, and it is so important to have a good mirror, is because you need to know exactly where you are, what you look like in comparison to what you want to be like. So having a true mirror, having a true thing that you use to look at yourself, it's extremely important. And going back to a couple of episodes ago, we talked about theme and navigating with a theme. And a theme is so important because that thing is should be the overarching energy you use or the overarching essence of your movements, of your goal. All of those things should be tied into that. And to tie into having a theme and knowing where you are, our goals have things that are attached to them, or I would like to say they have requirements that we need to fulfill. Our dreams have things that are intertwined in them, just like the steps that one doesn't necessarily see when they first look at a goal or a dream. And that is the skills that one needs to achieve that thing. And a lot of times the skill set one needs to have becomes an afterthought. Or better yet, it kind of comes out of nowhere that you need to be able to do this thing well in order to be this type of person. Now, no one really tells doctors or nurses that you got to be extremely great at monitoring your emotions. These skills are not necessarily at the forefront of the goal because the goal doesn't necessarily scream these things. These skills are important. However, they are. And so when you are charting your path, as you are going along the way, fulfilling these steps, there should be skills that you are acquiring along the way. There should be talents that you are unlocking if this goal or dream aligns with you. There should be tests and ways to know if you are getting better at this skill. Or skills. And the skill set is going to go right along with and grow along with one's instinct. We talked about this before. That instinct is built over time with your experiences. And so is the skill set. So are these skills. And you should be gaining these things over time so that when you achieve that goal, when you become that person, you have all the things that make up this goal, that person. If you realize you're going towards a goal and you're not using any skills. You're not acquiring any skills. You may want to question, am I actually going towards this goal? Do I even have the goals of my, do I even have the skills of the final being that I want to be? And that's a great question to ask yourself. In fact, I challenge you, whoever you are, to figure out the person or the skill, the person or the goal that you have. What skills are connected to this thing? And ask yourself, look into that mirror that we talked about. Do you have these things? Have you placed yourself in the environment to gain these things? And if you are in the environment, are you taking advantage? Are these things growing? Have you hit a wall? Really, do you know the skills you need for this thing you're going after? Because if you don't, failure is waiting for you. But if you do, success is just upon the horizon.
Thanks for listening to the Temporary Immortals podcast. The thoughts and opinions presented here are the thoughts and opinions of the host as an individual, and they do not represent an entity or entities. If you like the podcast and you appreciate your experience here, please feel free to like, comment, heart, download, share. Any form of support is highly welcome. Have an amazing day. We will talk to you next time.